Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Airtight Willie and Me, The Story of the South's Black Underworld by Iceberg Slim. This book is read by Carrie Height.
She whipped out a bale of C-notes from her outrageous cleavage and tossed it onto the bar top. You could have heard two cockroaches fornicating on Mars in the sledgehammer silence. I leaned into Streak's ear and whispered,
"Jesus Christ, get yourself together. Let's split. Two outfit aces are out to hit you."
Streak's face turned ashen. Some joker expressing the collective passion of the clientele shouted,
"Girl, I'll to stick you up."
Streak glanced around anxiously and drew a magnum pistol. He scooped up the bundle into his overcoat pocket. We threaded our way back to the street. The three of us got into a cab. Streak checked into a fleabag hotel on the west side. His fox went into the shower. He slumped down on the side of the bed. I sat down beside him. He moaned,
"Slim, it's the end of the world."
I said, "Get in the wind, Streak. It's a big world." This volume is dedicated to time. It gives us memories, fine wine, and wrinkles. But the only thing worse than getting old is not getting old. So here's to time, dear reader, yours and mine. May you have many more wrinkles, a lot of fine wine, and memories to last two lifetimes. Airtight Willie and Me. Back in the days when bad girls humped good bread into my pockets, con man Airtight Willie and pimp me lay in a double bunk cell on a tier in Chicago Cooks County Jail.